I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Little update. Marvin Mitchell is the only guy that's still a little bit shaky regarding the injuries. Sully was able to go through everything today, so he'll be fine. Jarius will make a decision here over the next 48 hours whether we want to try to get him up or not. We think Zendejo is going to definitely make it. Other than that, everybody else should be raring to go. Antoine made it back today, which was good. He participated and did fine. And I think we've had a good week of practice. And looking forward to going on the road for the season opener for the Colts. A big day for them, big day for us as well.
2 weeks now having Jefferson. Do you feel he's ready to be in there?
We think he's about there. We're going to talk about him when we leave here, but he's made a lot of progress. I feel like he's a lot more confident in what we're asking him to do. So he has a very good chance of being able to be up.
Will Marvin officially be questionable and everyone else probable? Or how will you list him?
I think we're going to probably end up listing him questionable. We haven't determined that yet, but he may be questionable for the game.
Is Jarius in a position to help at this point, or is he behind where he wouldn't be able to get in the mix just yet?
No, not so much. He missed just the 1 week. He's practiced all of this week, so he's up on the things that we're doing and what we're asking the receivers to do. So so mentally, no, he wouldn't be behind.
How's Antoine doing emotionally?
Yeah, that's a hard one to answer, Brian. That's a hard one to answer. I talked with him a little bit before practice, and as I've said before, he's a strong, strong individual, but that's a hard one. But outwardly, he seems to be doing fine.
So how closely are you guys watching Freeney to see, what would you expect to see from him on Sunday? That's a big part of their defense and can be a difference if he's not in there.
Yeah. Well, you're right. Dwight Freeney, special player in our league for a long time. So we'll definitely keep an eye on whether or not he's able to play and, adjust accordingly, if he is or if he isn't. So we'll see.
Les, how did that rainy practice go the other day? And what are the pros and cons of getting into something like that?
I thought it went fine. We want to be outdoors as much as we can be, as opposed to being on that turf, as all of us No, won't be long before we'll be in there every day. So we want to delay that process as far out as we can. And it turned out to be a good practice for us. The grass is fine. There were no ill effects from it.
Yeah. So. Will you keep going pads on Thursdays for another couple of weeks here? I know you only have so many you can use over the course
right.
of the season.
Yeah, that's probably be the day that we would go pads on a Thursday when we're able to, yeah.
What have you seen out of Donald Brown when you looked at the Colts? And obviously, you get a ton of action last week because they were from behind.
Mm-hmm. When the game was still in doubt early on, he had some good runs. He had a nice run for a touchdown. I think it was in the second quarter. He's a good back, has some speed, a good inside runner. We were watching a tape where first play of the game against St. Louis, he catches a screen pass and goes about 50, 60 yards. Very good speed and, elusive type runner. So we'll have to do a good job of containing him and keeping him in a position where we can get some people around him.
How'd the crowd noise work go with your offensive line and the communication aspect?
We try to simulate what we think will be a loud place when we get to Lucas Oil Stadium. And our players handle it pretty good in practice. How we'll do in the game when the pressure's a little bit different. You hope that we'll handle it. We try to prepare them for that. But we got to be able to handle it when we get into a live situation.
Hoping to see just a little more crispness out of the offense right away, right out of the gates this week as a sign of progress from 1 week to the next?
That would be great. You love to, on the road, get off to a fast start and keep the crowd out of it. That would be great to see happen. But if for some reason that doesn't happen, we got to keep playing and, find our stride to get the job done when the day is over. But we'd love to get off to a fast start all across the board as a team and kind of keep the crowd out of it for sure.
Carlson obviously didn't have a ton of playing time in that open. Was that just a function of still coming back from his knee, or is there a little bit limited role just because of the time you missed in training camp mentally?
Yeah, it was more coming off the injury. And, you have to factor in all the missed reps as well, but the injury definitely played a factor. But he's gone through an entire week this week, and he looks very, very good. So we want to get him more involved this week. That'll be the goal, and we'll see how the game goes. But we feel like he's passed the injury point. We were concerned going into last week's ball game, but no concerns going into this ball game.
That's Mike Prever said, Blair's range was anything under 65. Would you sign off on a 64-yarder in the dome?
To win the game? Yes. Yes, Mark, I would. He's shown that he can do it. He hit one off the tee in Mankato at 68. So, yeah, you know, if we were in a game situation where we needed to win it, we do it, or you know, no time on the clock and right before the half, we consider it.
At the end of the half, it would be a different situation. How far back would you let him go on that?
At the end of a half? Well, Mike says 64. I'll take Mike at his word. 64 sounds like a good number to me. So,
I don't know if you saw any of the game last night, the Packers and Bears, but Cutler was going after his offensive line pretty good on the sideline. Without talking about him specifically, is that something you talk with Christian about, the fact that as quarterback, you're always in the spotlight, people are reading your body language and how you're interacting with people on your team?
Well, we talk to all our players about you know, interacting with their teammates and how we want to do things. We talk to everybody on our team about how to conduct themselves with one another, how we want to settle situations, whatever they may be. And then you just hope that in the heat of the battle, when emotions are sometimes out of control, that we can find a way to control our emotions. So but we talk to all our players, not just Christian.
I think you balance that, too, with, like, Jared last week was very demonstrative on the sideline, talking about some things, I think, that the Jaguars were doing to you. So you want that input for your players, but you also, I assume, want to have it within the context of it being constructive.
Well, yeah, you want input from players. You want them to communicate what's going on the field. I mean, that's a big deal as you're trying to make adjustments. And some guys are more demonstrative than others. Different guys have different ways to communicate. What you don't want is, at least what we don't want on our team, is to see guys point fingers at one another. We don't want that, but we definitely want input about what they're seeing on the field. We encourage that.
How does Ponder handle that type of adversity when things aren't going well and he's on the sidelines? Is he pretty constructive as opposed to difficult to deal with?
Yeah, Kristen, you know, he's been good throughout his time here, handling difficult situations. He's not a guy who really attacks people or blames people. I haven't seen that in his personality. He's still very young, but I haven't seen that as a part of his personality. So, all right, guys, thanks.